Love this time of the week because we never know where it's going to go. We're sharing your letters to the broadcaster, which you can write anytime at powerfmsa.com.au. Whatever thought comes to your mind, if you've got something to say, the platform is there for you. And we're going to get straight into it this morning. This one coming in from Alex, who writes, "It didn't get much fanfare this week, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention, Damon, and everyone, that South Australia on October 11 for over an hour was completely powered by renewable energy, which was a world first for the area the size of our great state. Even better, the energy mostly didn't come from outside wind or solar farms, but a large percentage from household solar panels. How brilliant. SA doing it better again. This state so often does me proud. Keep being awesome," says Alex. Love that message, Alex. I actually saw a headline on this, but actually didn't get into the whole article. Whole state of South Australia on October 11. For a little while, powered 100% by renewable energy, which is crazy. World first. So let's keep investing in that kind of energy. Great for the planet. Great for our great state. A lot of great. This coming in from Sandy. She said, "Saw a post on a local page sharing the idea that our beaches on the south coast should have a beach library. So similar to community libraries where books are freely shared, you just have a little small housing space for toys that kids use when they're at the beach and then return before they leave. She says it would be brilliant for the community. Power FM, get around it." I've seen the community libraries before, like they've kind of little hidey holes for books and you just go in and swap what you've got, put it in and you can take the book away. Love to see this around beaches. Hopefully the community would do the right thing. I'm sure the South Coast would. Would you like to see that? Be interested to see how you get something like that up and about. But Sandy, loving that idea. Thank you for sharing it with us. This one coming in from Rick, just a continuation. He's got back in touch with us and said, "Still no sign of the Lemonade Kids." Rick, some time ago, I reckon about a month ago, wrote us saying he'd saw some kids with a lemonade stand in Victor Harbour. He hasn't been able to find them since, but he, you know, wants to invest in their stand, but can't find them. If you know any lemonade stand kids, certainly let us know. Rick is still on the hunt. We're still on the hunt. This from Jennifer. "I've got a couple of very excited kids ahead of Halloween and trick-or-treating on Saturday." Yes, that is coming up, 31st of October on Saturday. "Just to be prepared, I've had a look online and found some handy resources on the SA Police website." So she writes that the URL, the website is police.sa.gov.au. If you search for trick-or-treat, then you can download and print off safety fact sheets and also signs to show that you're happy to have visitors or signs that say no visitors, please. The SA Police site has both. So if you don't want to be involved, you can still go there and this could have a handy resource for you. And Jennifer continues, said, "Don't worry, my kids won't go near places that don't want us. Happy Halloween." Love that, Jennifer. Thank you for sharing that resource with us. I also spied a Facebook page. I'm not a member of it, but the Adelaide Hills residents have a Facebook group called Halloween in the Adelaide Hills that you can join. If there's other groups in maybe the Murrayland or the South Coast, let us know and we'll share them as well. But get around that Halloween in the Adelaide Hills. And finally, this message that came in months ago from Aaron. "Please tell Damon don't try to sing on the radio." Aaron from Strathalbyn, my heart longs for you. Longs for you. All you need to do is get back in touch. Can someone else let Aaron know that this is happening? And when you do, make sure you tell him I said hi. "I'm off and lying half awake, thinking what's it gonna take for that moment to arrive. It would be a nice surprise. It's not a good use of my time singing songs for just one guy, but you best believe that I'm gonna finish what I started. Tell Aaron I said hi, I hope he's been well. There's some songs he needs to hear that I think are rather swell. Tell Aaron I said hi, the message hasn't gone through. It's possible he's listening to another Breakfast Crew. Tell Aaron I said hi, 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 hi. And tell Aaron I said hi, 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 Aaron." Yes, hello Aaron from Strathalbyn, and hello to all of you that wrote in letters to the broadcaster. If you want to get your opinion heard, powerfmsa.com.au. We'll be sharing them again next Tuesday.